Support for the Clock Dodgers podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Listen, guys, you know how it is. I do not have advertisers, sponsors, or anything that we promote for that matter, because we promote a lot of free stuff, too, that is not in line with the Clock Dodgers way of life, with the mentality that comes with being a Clock Dodger. I've been doing this podcast for almost 5 years now. Some of y'all have been here since day one. Shout out to y'all. Some of y'all just started today. Either way, it doesn't matter. Like, the idea behind this podcast is I'm never going to push something on people or tell people to use something or promote something that I don't feel I either use myself or is super, helpful to you. That's how this is. We have a segment on the show for, show and tell. Every single week we do this, and it's never something that, like, we don't use ourselves or consume or believe in or agree with. And Manscaped is that exact same way. We only partner with the best. We only partner with people we fall in line with. So with Clock Dodgers and this Manscaped promo, the point of it is, of course, like I said, we love to just show you guys stuff and tell you guys about stuff. But more importantly, I'm always trying to figure out how can I help the listeners, besides the fantasy advice, besides all the entertainment, like, what else can we do? What else can we offer? Because you guys ride with us, like, hard. Like, there's no better podcast listeners than Clock Dodgers. So we teamed up with Manscaped. We got 20% off free shipping with the code CLOCKDODGERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. Free shipping. I love free shipping. I almost sometimes don't buy anything unless the shipping is free, if we're being honest. So you get 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code CLOCKDODGERS. Your balls will thank you. It's also important that, people have asked me about this. Like, what about the women listeners? This doesn't really help them. Or what about people who, already have Manscaped? Hey, this is a perfect opportunity to buy this for somebody else. We got holidays coming up. We got birthdays. We got all kinds of just be nice to people and give them something, right? So help somebody out, hook them up with Manscaped, get a discount while you're doing it. Or even if you personally aren't going to use it, share it with somebody else. Who doesn't want you to hook them up with 20% off and free shipping? Just give them a code, act like it's yours. It's all good. We're family here, baby. Guys, let's get to the show. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot go with them.
Locked in to the Clock Dodgers podcast.
Welcome to the Clock Dodgers podcast. I am your host, Neil Maligno. With me today is nobody, just you. No guest today, no Adam and Josh, no nothing. This is one of our solo quick hitter episodes. You guys know I love to get these in. We do have a recording tonight. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, we have a recording tonight with Adam and Josh. We'll get into everything that we normally do on the show. But I wanted to hit you guys with a quick episode on there's a player that needs to be discussed here. There's a player that needs to be discussed. Let's put it that way. More importantly, there's an idea, an ideology, a concept, a mentality that I want to talk about really quick with fantasy football. This could be for dynasty football, Devy, regular redraft leagues. It doesn't matter which way you're playing. This applies to all of them. And I've talked about it in the past. I'm going to continue to keep talking about it because it continues to be an issue for some people. It continues to be overlooked for some people. And regardless, just like we talk about players every single week, this deserves to be talked about every single week. And so I wanted to give it a quick hitter episode. And that is staying ahead of the curve, staying ahead of the community, staying ahead of the industry, staying ahead of the content creators that you consume, the podcasts, the articles, the blogs, the tweets, whatever it is. Understand that in fantasy football, no matter which, no matter which style you're playing, it's so important to stay ahead of the market, to stay ahead of the demand, right? When it comes to players, I mean, I've talked about in the offseason, Josh Reynolds as one of the five wide receivers that I was buying in Dynasty. The last 2 weeks, he's starting to pick it up, right? He didn't start out the season hot. They're figuring themselves out a little more, but Josh Reynolds is starting to pick up the pace a little bit. And this is a situation where now you're going to see all the waiver articles come out and they're going to say, add Josh Reynolds, get him on your benches. He's worth, a grab, spend a little bit of money on him. So let's see what happens here. In that case, you're now fighting with everybody. You're spending your fab budget. you're jumping into your waiver priorities, and you could have had this guy, right? To me, were a lot of people talking about him? No. Some people were, and some people mentioned why. I mean, it was a scenario that was happening here where people have been waiting for Josh Reynolds to kind of have that opportunity. And let's hope it is, you know, happening like we want it to. But I mentioned it before the season started, and he was just one of those guys that I felt that I was going to take the chance on, draft him super late in drafts, and just wait to see how it plays out. And it so far is looking better the last couple of weeks. So I'm happy about that. Darren Waller, before he became this, you know, superstar tight end, you know, we were talking about him on the show. And again, this was just a situation-based thing, a talent-based thing. I'm super into the Raiders, as you guys know, and I pay, you know, a lot of attention to, you know, what happens there. And so I was ahead of, again, of the curve there. And it's just Jerick McKinnon's return from injury. He's another guy that I've loved a lot. And I'm mentioning these guys particularly because they're guys that I've mentioned on the show a ton. I'd rather use my own evidence than evidence, you know, around the league. But those are three guys specifically that, you know, I've mentioned a lot, a ton. And I just wanted to kind of, you know, it's easier for me to go to talk about it because it's where I have my most experience. But the main guy that triggered this conversation again for me is Antonio Brown. As if you're listening to this, you have to know at this point that Antonio Brown signed with the Buccaneers. He'll be back in week 9 from suspension. So not quite yet, but he'll be back soon. And this is a perfect example of someone that, you know, some people did draft him late or they had him in Dynasty and they obviously kept him, you know, unless you traded him or something, but no one's cutting Antonio Brown in Dynasty. But some people did draft him late, you know, stayed ahead of it and said, hey, listen, when this guy comes back from injury, he's just as valuable to me as some of these guys that I'm just shuffling on my team off and on every single week. So, you know, rather than keeping extra players at other positions that you really don't need, you're just kind of stashing them for whatever the reason is. Antonio Brown fits that mold, but people drafted him, and then a lot of people gave up hope. It was probably just because of the silence, because it was so quiet, because nothing had changed in his situation, but people had got rid of him. They got caught up in the headlines, whatever it may have been. They didn't feel as it was coming to fruition, or maybe just the team was getting hit with injuries and they just hadn't made a move for somebody who was, you know, active right now. Regardless, a lot of people did either drop him after drafting him or not draft him at all. They just didn't believe in him coming back or whatever the case may be. But here is the situation. AB has now signed somewhere that is a really good team with a really good head coach, with a second chance to play with Tom Brady in an elite high-powered offense. Regardless of where AB signed, like he could be really good. But when you get to a team that's motivated, a team that's on a championship run, believe it or not, right? Some people didn't think it was going to be possible. A team with Tom Brady leading in at quarterback, a no-nonsense head coach in terms of, you know, he's not going to play favorites with anybody. It's a perfect situation for AB, and this is one of those situations where you could have been ahead on it. You still can probably in some leagues, in many leagues, home leagues, people might not really be on it. But as soon as you started to hear the whispers, even just the thought, the idea that AB could be returning or could be signing, you should have immediately jumped in your waivers and picked him up. That's number one. Okay? If he was available, you should have picked him up. Number two, this is a guy you didn't have to drop in the first place if you drafted him. And they're the guys that you take chances on as a sleeper in a draft. I know it's tough when you know a guy's not going to play for so many weeks. If you want to, you know, kind of take a little more gamble and let it get closer, you know, week 5, week 6, and then try to pick him up, you know, try to get through the first 5 weeks of the season, 6 weeks of the season, whatever it could be. You could be as sneaky as you'd like. You just got to hope nobody else is, you know, playing the same game as you and they pull, you know, they jump on it a little quicker. But it's fine. This is a guy that should be on your team. We're going to hear all kinds of talk about AB. He hasn't played the game much recently. He has all kinds of mental health issues. He's distracted. He's a rapper. You know, he's got crazy life, crazy money, and things are nuts. What I can tell you is that AB works out like crazy. If you follow this guy on Instagram, you follow this guy on Twitter, you followed his life story, you followed his journey, you do any kind of research whatsoever, you know that AB has never had an issue with working out. He's an animal. He's an animal as far as working out. He gets after it. I don't think it's ever been in question. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, let me know. But from what I recently know, he's always been in great shape. He's going to be his second chance to play with Brady, his second opportunity to play with the GOAT. he was really looking forward to that first opportunity. He lost it. It got snatched away from him because of himself. But this is his second chance to play with Brady. The wide receivers, you're going to say to yourself, they got Chris Godwin. They got Mike Evans. They got Rob Gronkowski. They got running backs that catch the ball. They got so many talented players, Neil. How does this make sense to you? First of all, we're talking about wide receivers who have struggled to stay healthy. They've struggled to stay healthy. This whole wide receiver corps has actually struggled to stay healthy, not just the main, you know, big dogs. They've struggled to stay healthy. Even if they are healthy, a rising tide lifts all ships. Can you understand? Please tell me what a defense is to do when the Buccaneers go in three wide receiver sets and out there is Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, AB, Rob Gronkowski, a very capable running back. What is a team to do? What is a defense to do? Please tell me that you understand that AB is going to have plenty of opportunities in this offense. We are talking about an all-pro wide receiver. We are talking about one of the greatest wide receivers that the league has had for however many last, you know, so many years. You can hate AB. You can hate who he is as a person. You can hate who he's become. You can hate, you know, the out off the field AB. You can do whatever you want, but AB is super fucking talented. To deny that is ridiculous. So the wide receivers are not an issue. The quarterback is amazing. The head coach is amazing. AB is AB. Players that good shouldn't be ignored, can't be ignored. I'm not saying he's going to rip it up every single game. It's been pretty proven at this point that Tampa Bay's offense doesn't care what wide receiver goes off. They don't care what wide receiver they focus on. They're stacking W's. They're trying to get a Super Bowl victory, and that's all they care about. They're trying to get some rings for them players. Those players are not selfish. Those players don't give a damn, because when you're winning, everything is fine and fucking dandy. So if AB mentally can fit into this offense and handle, you know, the idea of not being able to go off every game, maybe not being targeted a ton every single game, not being the focal point of an offense because he's playing with some really, really good wide receivers. He understands that. He has to understand that coming into this situation. It comes with a risk, of course. Every high-impact decision you make comes with a risk. You want to leave your job? That's a big risk. It's going to come with risk. You want to, you know, invest a lot of money in something? It takes a risk. You want to start your own business? It takes risks. If you want to win in fantasy football, you have to take risks. We've talked about this a ton on the show. Josh, Adam, me. It's not just me. We've all talked about this. Risks have to be taken. So AB should be on your team. If he's available right now, go pick him up. Don't wait any longer. Don't play with, you know, don't play with the fantasy gods here. Just go in there and get him. If someone's got him on their team, they want to trade him for nothing, go take him. If you have him, congrats. It was a good move. It's worth the risk. It's worth the investment. It's worth the shot. The big point here is Antonio Brown returns in week 9 from suspension. We'll see how he's used in the offense. Whatever way that is, again, he's worth the gamble. He's worth the shot that you're going to take on it. The big picture. Big picture what we're looking at here, folks. Stay ahead of the industry, ahead of the market, ahead of the community, ahead of the players in your league. Do not wait till the week that everybody wants to add a player to add the player. You have to look at the schedule a few weeks out. You have to look at the bye weeks. You have to look at what's transpiring on teams, you know, transaction wires. You have to see if a team is starting to, you know, basically at this point, let their season go. They're going to start trading guys. You're going to think, who's possibly going to get traded? Whose situation is about to dramatically, you know, change, a la Le'Veon Bell, potentially? You know, what's about to happen here? If somebody, you know, really important gets injured, who's the next guy, you know, in line to potentially fill those shoes? This is where you got to stay ahead of it. Who's the player that's coming back, you know, from last season's all, you know, season-ending injury? Maybe they're about to get healthy again. Coming off suspension like AB. There's so many situations. It's just important to stay ahead of it. Because when you stay just with the current times, you're going to lose. You're going to lose a lot of opportunities. So AB is an opportunity I hope you were able to take advantage of. We didn't talk about him a lot on the show leading up to this, you know, this moment. Again, he was out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people in terms of there was no real fantasy talk to talk about AB, right? I mean, there was nothing to really say about it. But again, don't let these kind of opportunities sneak up on you, folks. Stay ahead of them. Be a thought leader. Don't be afraid of the criticism, because you know that's going to happen too. And some people don't like that, right? Like you pick up a player or you trade for a player and then the whole league's talking about you in the group chat. I know it's stupid. some people don't want to be put in that situation. They don't like the criticism, but hey, that's how you win. That's how you become a leader in the place that you're trying to be at. So, hey guys, listen, we appreciate you listening as always. We have, like I said, we have a podcast recording tonight. If you're listening on Wednesday, if this is another day, then it's probably already out. But we have a recording tonight. If you have any questions, feel free to send them our way at Clock Dodgers on Twitter, Instagram. Also, if you ever feel like you need to email us, sometimes social media isn't for everybody. Sometimes people listening don't even have social media. In case you don't have our email, it's contact@clockdodgers.com. You can send us any questions there, any anything you want. If you just want to holler at us, say what's up, anything at all. The email is open to everybody. We have other big things in the works. Don't forget, Manscaped is the podcast sponsor for this week. We are running a contest. So we already spoke to the Manscaped Connect, our contact over there. People have been ordering it. We really appreciate it using the code Clock Dodgers. You guys have been awesome. Don't forget, keep sending us the screenshots of you placing the order with your receipt so I can get you in the contest. We're going to give away some Clock Dodgers stickers, Clock Dodgers beanie, some other things too. We'll see what else is in the mix, but definitely send it our way. It's just a little extra, a little bonus. You're already getting the 20% off. You're already getting the free shipping. You're already, you know, fixing your balls up. Why not? Or your significant other's balls up, or whoever you're helping out, or you know what, even if you don't listen, even if you don't place the order, but you told someone to do it and they did do it, tell them to send you the receipt. Say, send me a screenshot of you doing it and I'll put it towards yours. So let's get that cracking. We appreciate y'all. Listen, guys, the numbers continue to climb. Subscribers continue to climb. The support of our sponsors and our guests continue to climb. We can't thank you guys enough. The reviews are always fucking amazing, what you guys say in the reviews, and your support, your DMs to me. Because I know a lot, sometimes people don't want to interact publicly on Twitter and stuff. So when you guys DM with questions or just showing love or just chopping it up, man, hit me up and just talk about life. I like talking with y'all, man. Don't think that, you know, you guys have to be quiet out there. I love talking with you guys. I love when you guys randomly hit me up and ask a question, or you want to tell me about a podcast, you want me to retweet something for you, like whatever it is, just holler at us at Clock Dodgers on Twitter. I have no problem helping you guys out in any way, just like you guys help us out. So it's all love both ways. This goes both ways. This is not a one-way support system here. We don't play that game here. Shout out to everybody. We appreciate you guys. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't subscribed and you're just downloading the episodes and listening. We appreciate it, but it helps so much more when you subscribe. If you haven't left a review, please do that. Other than that, guys, that's it. Stay ahead of the curve. Stay ahead of the community. Stay ahead of the mentality, the groupthink mentality. Take advantage of those opportunities. We'll have another episode for you. Again, if you're listening to this as soon as it dropped, thank you. There'll be another episode like in a day or today, actually, possibly. But if you're listening to this further out, you probably have another episode to get to. So I'm going to let you do that. My name is Neil. As always, guys, be kind, be great, keep dodging.